Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shomer Hashem et kol ohavav. Hashem protects all of those who love Him. The Rokeach writes on that Pasuk that Hashem saves those who love Him from any harm or tragedy befalling them. Sometimes things happen in this world that put our most basic fundamental principles into question. It says that Hashem protects, but then seemingly those who loved Him were not protected. This is precisely why we call Emunah, Emunah. Emunah means to believe, even though we don't see it. If everything about Hashem was readily obvious, it would not be called Emunah, it would be called Yidi'ah. The Pasuk is Emet. Hashem is our guardian and He's always protecting us. If something happens that seems to contradict that, it is only because we are not able to see the complete picture. Those who have gone to the upper world and are basking in the radiance of the Shekhinah, they know the truth of this Pasuk. They know how to correctly interpret the word protect. It is incumbent upon us to believe, even when things appear to be otherwise. Rabbi Menashe Reisman related, about 200 years ago in Russia, the Cantonists were kidnapping young Jewish children and enlisting them in Tsar Nikolai's army. They had to be there in that army for 25 years and almost all of them lost all their religion. At that time, the great Magid Rav Matala was the Sadiq Hador, and a group of 40 rabbis came to him to plead with him to nullify that decree. A woman whose child was taken came screaming, "How could such a thing be happening?" The child of Rav Pinchas Karitzer, Rav Moshe, said to the Magid, "You taught us everything Hashem does is chesed. Please tell us how this could possibly be a chesed Hashem." The Magid quoted Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Het. It says there, "Hodu la Hashem ki tov, ki leolam hasdo. Yomar na Yisrael, ki leolam hasdo," and so on. It tells us that we are to thank Hashem for His endless kindness. And right after that it says, "Min hametzar karatiya," that we cry out to Hashem from distress. The Rebbe asked, "Is this perek about thanking Hashem or about crying out to Him from distress?" The Magid answered, "The perek is talking about someone who's in distress, like it says, min hametzar karatiya." But before we cry out in distress, we have to understand something. One of the main fundamentals of Judaism is to know that Hashem, who is all mercy, created this world just to give us good, and everything He does in this world is only good. And that if it appears that something is happening that is not good, it's only because we cannot comprehend Hashem fully. Before we cry out to Hashem from a painful situation, we first must remind ourselves that Hashem is still the Baal HaRachamim. So the perek begins by saying, "Hodu la Hashem ki tov ki leolam hasdo." Even at a stressful time, everyone must first thank Hashem for His unending kindness. But what if the situation is so difficult that the regular person can't seem to say, "This is Hashem's mercy"? Then, Yomar na Yisrael ki leolam hasdo. Yisrael is a reference to the Chashuvim. Let at least the noble of Israel say, "This too is Hashem's kindness." But what if his situation is so difficult that not even the noble of Israel can say that it's Hashem's chesed? Then, Yomru na bet Aharon ki leolam hasdo. Let the Kohanim, the Bnei Aharon, declare that Hashem's chesed is eternal. But what if it seems so bad that not even the Kohanim can say that? Then, Yomru na Yireh Hashem ki le'olam hasdo. We have to know there are Yechidei Hador. There are a few individuals in each generation who are on such a high level that they at least will be able to proclaim ki le'olam hasdo. Then only after that can we cry out to Hashem from distress. The Magid concluded, this decree of the Cantonists seems to be so bad that not even the Sadiqim can say, ki le'olam hasdo. But we still have to know, there are individuals who are privy to know that even the harshest times are still Chesed Hashem. Whenever we witness a tragedy, Hashem does not allow us to see the goodness in it. And one of the reasons for that is so that we become aroused to make teshuvah and become better. We must never let a tragedy go by without making some improvement in our lives. But in our heart of hearts, we must always believe, no matter what happens, ki le'olam hasdo, that Hashem's kindness is forever. Have a great day.